All right, today's lunch from Nitzel Chaim Liv Shavshai, Moshe, the name Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. He's from Anachmer Moshe, Schus Fu Shleim Achaim Moshe B'Malkum, Mirim Brach B'Sar Malkum, Adchitz Mefeg Adina, Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael, and Makum Sakana, Shem should protect them. So we are holding Simon Ratio tests, and we're going to start over here, the Halachas of Birchas HaGoymel, very, very negated Halachas, and very, very applicable oftentimes. There's four different situations that a person has to go through that you need to bench Goyim for. We have time, we finish the sermon, I'll say over a beautiful vart from Bava Rebbe, but the point that he brings out is that obviously that we hope that we have to thank Hashem for things that are, we got saved, but it should be something for a positive reason, right? So you give a bracha that we went on a trip, we flew on a plane, we went over the ocean, we have to bench Goymel. But it was a voluntary thing, was something that we were happy for. Then there's, you know, other times, Rahman al-Utslan, somebody has to bench Goymel because he went through a machla and he got cured. So of course he's thanking, but it was up to him, he never would have gone to it. And, you know, the point that it brings out is that we should always remember that in all those cases, whether it was something that was voluntary or something that was involuntary, was really all the Rabbi Nisham is doing, and it's all for our good. So there's four situations that you need a bench gaimel. Yardei Hayam, those who go into a boat through the ocean. Similarly, we're knowing that when we fly on an airplane over the ocean, there are opinions that maybe even when you don't fly over the ocean, you're in a makom sakana, but lamaisa seems that the minig is that when we go over the ocean, because that's, we can't make new halachas. Kishalim many, when we come out of the ocean, v'holchamid barios, if you travel through the desert, kishagi liyisha, if you come to settlement, umi shehaya choyla, somebody who Rachman al Sama came sick, it has to be choyla masukin, v'nisrapa, and he got cured, umi shehaya chavish bebeis asurim, somebody who was in jail, v'yatz, and he went out. The Simanach, the way to remember these four is V'chayil HaChayim Yedichasela. All the living people should be Yedichasela. The word Chayim is Chavish, Ches is Chavish, locked in jail. And Yesurim, somebody who is sick, that's the Yud. The second Yud is Yam, going through the water. And Mem is Midma. That's the way we remember it. K'sha'olam Imenis, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah over here, that when you went through the ocean. But Dafka, now, and we started talking about this before, but we got cut off, so we'll do it again. But dafka kasha'olam imeni legamri, when somebody goes and embarks on a trip, so let's think about the way it was back then, right? That you wanted to go on a boat from Europe to America, right? So oftentimes the boat would have multiple stops along the way to pick up other passengers, pick up cargo, and things like that. So you made the birchas hagoymel when you finished your trip. Ve'em b'chlal zeh, the boat stops, Shabalo Namal comes to a port. And the people on the boat even get to go off the boat for a day, for 2 days. Or the boat says, okay, we're gonna come to this port and then we're gonna be here for a while because we need to collect more passengers, we need to collect more cargo. You don't make a bracha on each stop. Now, we're going to apply this to practically today. We're going to see in a moment. Dakati loy nitzel minasakana lagamri. When you got off that boat, you were still planning to get back onto the boat, so you're not out of the sakana yet. You're traveling through the desert. Sometimes even in the desert, there are settlements, right? Now, you're traveling from point A to point B, all through the desert, happens to be in the middle, there's a stop in a settlement. You don't make a bracha over there. Gam kenem avarach, you don't make a bracha. Now, if we would stop right over here, and just based on Pashat, the way the Mishnah Berurah is learning, so if somebody went ahead and was going on a trip, and earlier when we attempted to do the share, I had some people from a trip on here, so we poked at them that you were going on a trip, you stopped in one city to go to see certain sites, and another city to go to certain kvarim, and then you went on a and then you went to Eretz Yisrael, and then you came back home, right? So if you learn Pasha Pshat over here, that if you learn the way it's simple meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, you would think that you only make one Birchas HaGoyim when you come home. However, the Tzel Chachma says it's not the case. Over here, what he's talking about, your stops along the way you had no interest in. It was up to you. You wouldn't have any stops along the way. You would simply stop at you would simply stop at the end and go straight. Okay, so therefore it's still part of your trip. You don't make a brach in the middle. But if somebody's making multiple stops, let's say you fly to London, you spend 2 days there to sightsee, and then you fly to Eretz Yisrael and you go to Mekaymas HaKadoshim, and then you on your way back you stop in another city, and then you come home. But each one of those things is part of your trip, an intended stop that you want to be there. That's a separate trip, and therefore the Tzel Chachma says that you would make a separate bracha in each one. Now, if you were flying from America to Eretz Yisrael with a stopover in Paris for 10 hours, and you stopped and you went to go daven shacharis, but you only did that because your flight was cheaper that way, not because you had any interest in stopping in Paris, then you would only make a birchas hagoyim when you got to Eretz Yisrael, which is your intended trip, and then you would make it again when you come back home. Minisrapi, somebody who got sick, the Mishabura seems to be paskening over here that when somebody, Rachmanos son, is sick and he gets better, he only makes a Birchas HaGoyim when he's completely better. Some agree with that. Some say you would make, even once you're essentially better, you're out of the sakana, that you could already make the bracha. So if somebody, Rachmanos son, is in that situation, he should ask at what point he should make the Birchas HaGoyim, or he should wait. Now, Umisha Yochavich, somebody who is in jail. So here's a very interesting machlokes. So that's Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, and we should never have to deal with this, but unfortunately, there are people who do have to deal with this. That's the Magen Avraham, the Meir Bechavish al-Iskei Nefashas Dafke, that somebody is locked up in a capital punishment type of situation. He's being judged whether he's going to get be convicted of and killed. In such a case, he makes the goyimel. But on the other hand, if somebody's just locked up in jail, he gets a sentence, he gets a 2 year sentence for some financial crime that he did, that he would not make according to Magen Avraham, he would not make goyimel. However, many argue on them. But I am Bir Halacha is a very long Bir Halacha. He goes through the whole thing back and forth. And he comes out that Lamaisa, right? So it basically comes out there's really three shitas. And the Magen Avraham says only if you were Dir al Iskei Nefashos. Others say is that even if you weren't Dir al Iskei Nefashos, it wasn't a capital punishment case. But if you were put into a jail that's a sakana, let's say certain jails we know are very dangerous, then you would make a birchas hagoyim. The others say even more. Let's say even if a person was locked up in jail for financial crimes, right? There was never a havamina that he was going to be judged potentially to be put to death. He was put there just purely for financial crimes. Still, he would make a birchas hagoyim. Why? Because chavish those learn is that you are locked away. Your free will is taken away from you. You're under the control of the warden. He decides when you can wake up and when you can go to sleep and when you can go outside and when you can eat and what you can eat and how much you can have in your commissary, so on and so forth. So that alone is a reason to say the bracha hagoimel, to thank Hashem for being out of there. Like I said, none of us should ever have to go through this. Chas v'shalom, someone is, they should ask a shaila whether or not to bench. I think the Olam's minhag is to say birchas hagoimel for this. Okay, now, a couple of more points on this. Mishan Schayev Rabbasan, somebody who's mechuyev more than one birchas hagoimel, he was sick and he traveled, or he traveled multiple trips, right, and he couldn't bench goimel in the middle. I'm sorry. You only make one birchas hagoyim that covers all the birchas hagoyim that you are due to give. The cotton, a cotton does not fulfill mitzvah, even from a chinuch perspective, he does not make a bracha. Now it's interesting. Usually from chinuch you do say, and the reason they say is because we're going to see shortly what's the bracha. The bracha that we make is a goyimel l'chayavim toives. L'chayavim is basically saying is that I'm not worthy, right? Although I deserved what I was getting, although I was not worthy to be saved, you still went ahead and saved me. Now a katan is not bar einshin, so katan it's just a contradiction. A katan cannot make their bracha a goyimel l'chayavim. V'gam nashim. There are people who did have a minig that women would make birchas hagoyim. Some people had a minig that when they had a baby, after they had the baby, they would gather together a minion in the house, and the woman would bench goyim. I don't know if anybody has ever seen it. I have not seen that women should bench goyim. We do have a minig, and that is brought down in the Elia Rabba, one of the reasons. We do have a meaning that when a woman in Israel, you're saying people do, women do bench gomel sometimes. Yeah, so there is such a tzad. We'll see more about this. There's such a tzad that women bench gomel. By us, I haven't seen it. But there is a minig that when a woman has a baby, the first time she leaves the house, before she goes out of the house, the first thing she does is she goes to the shul to hear Baruch Hu or to hear Kedusha or Kaddish. And so there's different reasons brought down about that. You know, some of the reasons more Kabbalistic, that when a woman has a baby, it's a Shas Sakana, and there's a Kaisha Adin on there. And therefore, the first thing she should do when she leaves the house, it should be a Davar Sheb Kedusha. That's more of a Kabbalistic reason. But the rabbi does bring down a reason that this is sort of in lieu of the gaimel, that her really, ideally, her husband should have an aliyah, and the husband has the aliyah. He says, Baruch Hashem Avarach. She responds, Baruch Hashem Avarach Le'Mavad, and she is being, that's in lieu of the Berachas HaGaimel, and that's one of the reasons brought down for that minig. Because the Acharon HaTam is shum to say the Baruch Hazu b'fnei Asar, that I'm sorry, v'gam adash minig gomel she'em v'vachem Baruch Hazu. Why? Because the Acharon HaTam is shum to say the Baruch Hazu b'fnei Asar. Generally, this Baruch, as we'll see, has to be done in front of 10 people. V'kame d'la Baruch HaRalisha, we always find this, right? We had this by Zimun also. He said women really technically would have a chiv in Zimun, but a woman cannot, amongst themselves they can, but a woman herself cannot benching in front of 10 people. For a woman to get up in front of 10 people, it's not appropriate. And therefore, they don't do it. V'yeshikasu, the mikamakam nachish the baruch v'asar. There are those who say that she should al kapanim b'fnei nashim v'ish echad. She should have 10 women and one man, and she should bench the birchas hagaymel. Let's do sif beis over here. That's going to be the actual bracha. Mi mamavarch. What's the bracha? Baruch at Hashem lekenim el chaylom hagoymel chayav and tayvitz, who gives out. He bequeaths chasadim to people that are chayavim that really didn't deserve it. Shegamalani kol tayv, that he Hashem gave me all this good. Vashaymim, those who listen to it say, give a bracha back. Misha gemelchel kol toiv, gemelchel kol toseli, should do this forever and ever. Just a point over here. We know generally we're not supposed to be mekatrik on Kai Yisrael. So why am I saying I didn't deserve it? But over here, it's not such a problem. You're not just being mekatrik on Kai Yisrael. You're being meshabeach Hashem that you give me more than I deserve, right? You're not being mekatrik on Kai Yisrael. You're saying, yes, Hashem gives us, takes care of us, even when we don't deserve. That's an appropriate thing to say. Let's see, meshabruh, hagoy mechalim, tarvis perish, afilu lois meshay chayavim, even those who deserved it. Al kolzeh, im kolzeh, still, regardless, goy melem tarvis, Hashem gives them chesed. V'gam ani, afa b'she'en hagan, even though I, the person making the bracha, did not deserve it. I'm not proper. Im kolzeh, gamalani kol toiv, Hashem, you gave me all these things. V'nusach zeh enim akif, kol shayim in your bracha. It doesn't have to be these exact words, as long as you got it right. Look, l'kam v'sifdal, we'll see in sifdal. Kosef ha-rambam, ha-mavarach tzarek shiyah oimid b'shas bracha, the person should be standing. If you did it without standing, you wouldn't make the bracha again. But the proper way to do the birch segayimel is to be standing. Ubediavet yatzaf be yeshiva. Ubediavet yigaitz with sitting. Vashomer maimrim. The people heard. Vloyamrim and ma'akev. The people heard did not respond to his bracha. It is still not ma'akev, and he does not make the bracha again. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amiatz Hashem, we will hopefully continue tomorrow. We'll try to find a time that we have a good internet connection.